So, Karen, you're just to introduce you at this stage. So, you were the daughter of the of Redmond's first wife. Was it? You were the granddaughter of Redmond's first wife. Sorry, you were born in 1969. That's right. Yeah, your memories would be really. They wouldn't be. I mean, a lot of what you got is handed on information.
It is. I mean, I would have met my great-grandparents, but I would have been very young at the time. And I can have a very vague memory of going there and being told to keep away from the turkeys because if we frighten them, they drop dead.
Who said that, Mama?
Yeah, Mama said, Eileen said that. But and a vague memory of a Chihuahua dog.
But oh, yes, the famous
very
Chihuahua.
Very vague.
Yeah. He used to bring the Chihuahua to the races. In his pocket. Inside his inside pocket. And you know, you can't have dogs at races.
So, to establish all the business, Maureen, that he did do, he must have been an extremely capable businessman.
He must have been
really focused on what he was doing.
And I think a lot of that he got from his mother. Because there used to be always a joke in the house. They started up in Donegal, you see. And Strabane, actually.
Could you tell me the name Ernie? I know it's a place name up there.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
What's
it's a village.
It's a village. Mm. What is the translation?
Well, parish.
Yeah, parish.
What
yeah.
is the translation of Ernie? What does Ernie mean?
I don't know. I think it's just a townland name,
yeah,
is it?
Just a townland name.
Yeah, but where did it, its origins? Where did
where is
did
it, it? Was there a river? Or, I have a book at home on Ernie that Mary got me in the north. Yeah. About it, and there's photographs because the factory, Mama, who was Redmond's mother, she was the inventive one. You know, she'd start something. She felt very bad about the girls in Strabane. And I think Redmond's family were involved in shirt making or something, weren't they?
Yeah, shirt factory.
Anyway, Mama was great for coming up with wonderful ideas. So she decided one day. She had a load of fruit in the orchard. She loved her garden, didn't she? And she decided, she said, well, now, will I make jam or will I, what'll I do? Anyway, she ended up making sweets in this factory in Strabane. And, of course, the typical, any time that Anton went really well, Harry would come in and go, Eileen, out of the way. I'll sort this out. So any idea that she had, he'd come in then and he'd be the boss.
Oh right. So there was this huge. They worked well together.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And there was a tendency to, if something was working, to make it better. And
well, he was Crown Solicitor of Donegal. Harry was Redmond's father, but then of course when we became a republic, he lost his job.
Yeah. Yes.
So what was he going to do? And that's when the government here, the new government, said to them, if you want to, come down to Dublin and you can have your pick of places.
Because Tyrone was in Northern Ireland, because they were just on the border. Like they were just they lived just beside the River Finn, which separated Donegal from Tyrone.
Well, that's very interesting. And could you tell me who was it? The government invited them down here to establish the factory in Talla.
Well, I think
were the IDA set up at that stage?
No.
I don't. No, it was that other crowd. What are they called? Chorus.
Tráchtála.
I can't remember.
I know. I think Chorus Tráchtála was even before. It was after that. This was a time when, and I'm not great on Irish history. I only know what Redmond told me. This was the time when the Free State and De Valera and his cronies, I suppose, they wanted to bring work,
industry
into the country. And I don't know how it happened. I'm sure it's written down somewhere. How he got involved or who invited him or what. Harry was a great man. He'd, you know, hunt with the, what is it, hunt with the thing and...
Yeah, hunt with the hounds and...
Hunt with the horses and hunt with the hounds.
Yeah.
And he used to go through wonderful ideas. Like, one time he decided they all had to say the rosary at night time. No. Then he got involved with the Knights of Columbanus. Then he gave demo.
Free credit.
Free credit.
He almost emigrated to Canada because he was gone and he was having a notion that free credit was the way to go, and he was trying to encourage De Valera to take up the system of free credit, you know, the system of governing the country. So they were thinking of moving to Alberta in Canada because they found that attractive. But then they got offered a loan
from one of the banks in
Dublin.
Was it?
So they decided they would move. Oh. And they were offered that site, you know, all the old aerodrome sites were available now that the, you know...
That yes, that the British had pulled out, so they had left all these these
places.
Yeah,
there were four places, I think, weren't there? I can't remember them all now, but...
Baldoyle,
Talla.
I can't remember the other.
Yeah, so in the old photographs, you could see the Nissen huts, so they were obviously...
And they lived there when they moved first.
I see,
Because there was... You know,
and in fact, when they moved in first, the soldiers were still there.
They lived together.
Mm. And there was, you know, they were quite friendly. Apparently, they used to have Sunday dinner every alternate Sunday together, you know, in the mess on the aerodrome.
So was there, starting it up, a chocolate factory in Ireland in the 1920s, late 20s?
20s, yeah.
Yeah, what... how successful in the beginning? Did it take a long time to get up and going?
Well, Mama was great, Eileen. Mm. She had wonderful spirit, and didn't she? And, you know, she'd march her way through anything. You know, nothing was a problem. And, you know, for example, when they were in Strabane, the factory burnt down twice.
Yeah.
And she never gave up. She'd just get up the next morning and start again.
She was actually originally from Wexford.
Mm.
Had to get that in.
Okay, but tell me more about her background then. You know, she was a Wexford woman. And what was her own family name?
Cullen was her name. She was a niece to father...
Oh, yeah, the fellow who started the Pioneer Association.
Father Cullen.
Yes.
Anyway, the famous abstinence man.
Who started up the Pioneers.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name now either, but he is Cullen, yeah.
Yeah. He was
Father Cullen. But, you know, between Eileen and Harry, there was colossal mountains of stories and funny things that happened. Like the old man, as I say, going to the races with the chihuahua in his pocket. And finally somebody said to him, "Oh, no, I'm sorry now, Mr. Gallagher. You won't be able to bring the dog anymore." So the next Saturday he went up and he brought Mama with him, Eileen, and he told her to sit in the car with the dog while he went to the races.
Right, but there was, so they all seemed to get on exceptionally well.
Exceptionally well.